Well, mis queridos listeners, as you know, we like to bring you every week some sabiduría, some words of wisdom to send you off. And for today's show, we're going to bring back historian Felipe Fernández Armesto, the author of Our America, A Hispanic History of the United States.
So, Professor, when you are in your history classes and you say to your students and your fellow academics, look, the United States is and always has been a Latin American country, and it will be one in the future, what do you say to them, Professor?
Well, you know, I think there's nothing wrong with being Latin. The United States has got, in its own interest, to adjust the way the U.S. person in the street typically thinks about Latin America, because, you know, by golly, in the United States, you're going to need Latin America in the future. You know, American century is over. America's no longer the only global superpower. The United States has run out of the resources that made it a great country in the 19th century. The size of the market in the United States is no longer big enough to sustain the kind of wonderful economic growth. You're going to need partnerships with other New World states in order to sustain a buoyant economy. And above all, you know, you're going to need the participation, the integration, the commitment of all the Hispanic people who are going to multiply and continue to grow in the United States in the future. So for all of those reasons, you know, if we want America to remain a great country, and, you know, I certainly want that. And, well, that's not going to happen unless people change the way they think about their Latino neighbors and see them, you know, as equals and embrace them as partners.
Looking to the future, there's a lot of ways that things can go from here. But Laredo, Texas, where we started our show, provides one model of what America's Latino future could look like. Almost everyone in Laredo comes out for the big George Washington's birthday parade, packing the sidewalks. Rocio Riojas and her family are parked along the route, hanging out on the bed of their pickup truck.
Well, we got here last night at 6-7 o'clock at night. We had to come prepared this year because last year we couldn't be in the front.
Is it about, what's the important part about celebrating George and Martha Washington for you?
It's not celebrating George Washington itself, but it's just being together as a family.
Marching bands, dance groups, debutantes in colonial gowns all roll by. Almost everyone here watching the parade is of Mexican heritage, but you could hardly imagine a more American scene.
Being a first generation of migrant people, it means being part of something of the American dream.
Her daughter, Ariana, an honor roll student, is the continuation of that dream.
What's your dream?
I want to become a hardware tech, a computer hardware tech.
Then every year, near the close of the festival, a moment comes where Mexico and the U.S. come together. Laredo officials meet with their Mexican counterparts on a bridge in the middle of the Rio Grande for a friendship ceremony. It involves two pairs of kids, one from each country.
I am wearing a costume filled with the medals of my great-grandfather, Colonel Thomas Riley, from World War II.
This year, 8-year-old Riley Puig represented America, looking like a little George Washington in his tri-corner hat.
Well, we walked up to the middle of the bridge and exchanged flags and abrazos.
Abrazos, meaning hugs.
I was a little bit nervous, but when I finished the job, I became more confident in myself.
Then a young American is called up to sing a song.
The United States National Anthem will now be sung by Luz Romero of Martin High School.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
We've dedicated our show today to reminding listeners that Latinos aren't just a recent footnote to American history. We've been a part of the American story since the beginning. So as we move forward, will our story make it into the history books as well? Or will the idea that the United States is fundamentally white and English-speaking persist?
I don't know, but I do know there is some truth to that old cliche about why we need history. If you don't know where you're coming from, how can you possibly know where you're going?